You cannot be silent because the mundane mind has a lot of mental hindrances, a lot of delusion, sakkaya ditti. That's why it thinks a lot, because all of your conscious living since birth until now, you use thoughts, endlessly using thoughts. That's why they say the heedless thinks a lot. So now you understand why most of you think a lot. It is only either at a retreat or if you had cultivated before in the past, then for a certain moment of your life, you may experience that silence. Then the moment you experience it, you will know the big difference between the heedless thinking mind and the heedful silent mind. That's why when you see the difference between the two, you will determine never to be heedless anymore, because the heedful state is so beautiful, whereas the heedless state is so full of suffering, problems, and delusion, leading to all the fear, worry, sorrow, lamentation, anxiety, and misery. All of the so-called problems of life, and that's the reason why Krishnamurti say, problems will always exist when the activity of the self, which is the ego, is there. You can never be free.
So now you understand why you must train your mind to have heedfulness. Because the difference between heedful living and heedless living is so obvious. Understand or not? It's your choice. If you choose to be heedless, then you are not the wise one. You know why or not? Dhammapada verse 22. Distinctly seeing this, the wise one intend on what? Heedfulness. Then they rejoice in the rhyme of the Arya. Then only you can become enlightened. Dhammapada was the tool, so clear. No? Then when you cultivate mindfulness awareness, you know the difference between heedful living and heedful means you are with your awareness, true mind, tranquil, still, clarity, understand? No sankara sanya, no all this suffering, misery, like what is described here. Understand? Not? The heedful state is so beautiful, whereas the heedless state is so full of suffering, problem, and delusion, leading to what? All the fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, and misery, and all of the so-called problems of life. And that's the reason why Krishnamurti said, so you still want to have all this in your mind state. Then go ahead and be heedless, understand? No need to trade, no need to be heedful. So your life, you decide, you choose. Know how to choose or not?
Yes.
Ayo. So don't hear say yes, go back again for God. Go back to the old way. Determine, understand or not? Then tomorrow we will share. When you go back, how to continue this training, understand or not? How to develop this? You need a stable daily religious routine to anchor you back to all this training. Then you will become successful. Means what? Diligent. Have faith, sincerity, walk. No need to know the outcome, understand or not? Sincerely walk. When you have these three, what are the three? Faith, sincerity, and perseverance or diligence. The path will be there. Dhamma will unfold. Understand? Then you will realize and you will awaken. So simple, understand? These three qualities so difficult, man. Faith in the Buddha and his teaching so difficult, man. I don't ask you to have faith in me, believe me. Buddha and his teaching, no. Then, sincere also cannot. Then, good luck, tampo lah, persevere, understand? Don't give up lah. What is dangerous is coming obstruction make you forget, understand not? You go back where? You go back to this one, understand not? The Hua Hua Si Jie, understand not? Where all the excitement, the fun, this one is the sensuality, right? They lure you, understand not? Then they condition you to grasp, to cling, to hold, and to go all out, compete for all these type of things. So, 花花世界, in English is what? Flowery world doesn't you know, our hua is the sensuality one, lure you one. So, in English,
sensual
and luring world. Because the level of sensuality, you know how high. You think nowadays, youngster, you ask them to go for Dharma class, they listen to you. The level of sensuality so high, you know, understand or not? Computer, IT, and all this got money, you can indulge, and all the food, then girlfriend, boyfriend, then they tell me what, nowadays, girlfriend, boyfriend, like taking breakfast, or like change clothes, understand? Because to them it's so common now, understand? But of course not all, understand? But that is what society is. So when they are in that state, you think they got time for Dharma class or not? Unless they get into trouble, understand? Otherwise, they will never look at it. They will tell you, hey, don't come and disturb me, I got no time. So, you sometimes cannot blame your younger generation, children or whoever. They are just the way they are. Where they choose to come this era. But choose to come on, not so bad. Like my daughter, my son, choose to come. They want forced to come one. So how can you advise him or say anything? Because they are coming, it's like that. That's why I said, they are alive, let them live. Your duty is what? Advise and guide. Understand now? Don't quarrel with them. They are alive, let them make the decision. You only advise. And then, it becomes beautiful. So what you should do is, I teach you a trick. You tell them, don't worry, you want to live your life, go ahead. You want to enjoy it, go ahead. Because now you won't listen, but you remind him. If you get into trouble, you come and see mommy. Then he will remember that one. Then like I told my younger brother, I said, you remember, if you don't catch out my parents, don't go and do all those nonsense until they all like heart attack or what, you are still my brother. Then when you have 10,000, come and see me. He come and see me. He remember that word. Gangster and all those things, Taikong area one also can turn around. So don't worry about them, understand? Don't pamper them, that's the only thing. Then, do your duty, understand? If you can afford, need to support them, sacrifice for them, do. Well, in future, your parents will do the same thing for you, understand? So all this is Dhamma. You reap what you sow. You are born of karma. That understanding is very important. You are born of karma, your karma condition and support. You are what you are. Because karma decides everything. You don't have to take care of karma. You somehow gong, enjoy life here. You prefer 花花世界 or take care of karma. When you take care of karma, here become wonderful existence. Understand or? You come so beautiful with the understanding, like bulletproof, understand? 刀枪不入, understand? No suffering. But yet, you understand life, you enjoy life. Now that's the one, very deluded, gong gong lai, gong gong tua, gong gong si, and how you die also you don't know. Understand? Auntie Song, So when you understand already, you really, deluded, stupid. But last time, how you live your life? Chasing after what? Your job, your career, money, understand? No time for Dhamma. But most of you all got past coming. That's why you know how to come to the Dhamma. Understand? You got affinity. Okay? Most people don't have that affinity, cannot. Very difficult. So count your own blessing. Thank your good karma. That you know how to sacrifice to come for this. Then now understand treasure everywhere. So your job is very easy, right? Pick and choose. Understand? Then after that, all the treasure is your karmic inheritance. Then all your understanding is your spiritual inheritance. So karmic nature, spiritual nature taken care, you come here, no problem, understand? Life is wonderful, understand? Here you realize the unconditioned Dhamma and the conditioned Dhamma means you realize the conditioned Dhamma, you know how to live. The unconditioned Dhamma you realize true emptiness, no reality. That's why you cannot get hurt, no suffering. Bulletproof, understand? How people shoot you also you won't die on. Well, you got eternal life. Here can die or not? Huh. This one is the true nature, original nature. All the time there one, eternal one. Who die? This fellow always die. Segmented life. Huh. This fellow every time zhong qiong doesn't know how he zhong qiong. How he die also don't know. Keep on roaming in samsara. Understand? And someone enjoy, you know. Huh. They aim, they come to be what? They aim for what? Their ambition.
President,
politician. Because that type of career make a lot of money. So, thinking that, very interesting. But when you become president, you get assassinated. Like JF Kennedy. You think very fun. There's a lot of stress. But they all power crazy. They don't care. Understand? So, all these are examples for you to see and make the appropriate decision, understand? If you know all this already, why not you spend a bit of time, train yourself and develop this understanding, then develop the wisdom, then build up your karmic nature, spiritual nature, then every life you come, whether you choose to come or you have to come, or sorry, including the yellow card, take the vow, then make sure everything taken care of. Then every life you come, life is wonderful, isn't it? Like that, don't want to?
Wow.
Ayo.